Welcome to episode 4 of the Sideman Designer podcast. This is a podcast for supporting players, for people in the cast who keep the show running and the band playing, the people who help bring everyone together to deliver their best performance. It's Friday morning. It has been raining since Monday and it's starting to get to me a little bit. I kind of figured that, you know, a bit of rain, it's not too bad. But when it's been going for 5 days non-stop, torrential, to make it really unfriendly to go outside, it's starting to wear on me a little bit. It is wet outside, but that's okay. It's turned my week upside down a little bit. Had the kids around this week, which has kind of forced a bit of anti-routine. Anyone who is running a business and kind of trying to balance the family, you'll know how important routine is. Anyone, any parents, anyone who's just kind of a list maker or loves a bit of routine, you know how important it is to have those things hanging around. So it's been a bit of anti-routine this week, but again, that's okay. I'm into Friday, and despite this kind of breaking routine, I'm powering ahead. Not sure I'm completely coherent this morning or even maybe in the right headspace to record a little conversation with you, for you. But I've got some things I'd like to share. So I thought I'd fire up the mic, fire up Logic Pro, grab a coffee and share some thoughts with you this morning. Given that it has been raining, I have been in the house, in the car, and I've done a lot of podcast listening this week. There is so much great content out there. You know, you could spend a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, all your time just listening to this amazing content that people are putting out. A couple of favorites that I have come back to time and time again include the Product Breakfast Club that I talked about before. And this week I was listening to the Sean Wes podcast. Sean is a really insightful guy, and his podcasts, they're long form conversations that he has with someone else, around the 2 hour mark each time. So it's kind of an investment of your time. But the one that I listened to the other day was about listening empathetically. He'd been reading The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, and the information that he shared in that episode was great. It absolutely changed my perspective on how I hold conversations with people, how I run interviews when I'm doing workshops, how I have client meetings. It's just flipped everything on its head for me. I posted a little thing on Instagram summarizing part of the episode, which, you know, go and check that out. And then please do go and listen to Sean's podcast because it's really great. And yes, it's a lot of time to invest, but you will come away with something every time. Another one that I'm really into at the moment is David Cadvey's Love Your Work podcast. Sometimes they're conversational, long form. Sometimes they're just kind of short 7 to 10 minute bursts of insight from David. Two that I've listened to this week are, one episode was with Sergio Popovich, who was part of the activism community who brought down Slobodan Milosevic back in the 80s and 90s. This interview, the conversation that David had with him around activism and positive action for change, was so insightful. And, things that came out of that time and messages and methods that we could all take to promote positive behavior and affect change in a way which doesn't result in conflict. It was really, really interesting. Another one was with Eric Zimmer, and it was all about feeding the good wolf. So the positive forces and the positive energies which dictate how you run your life and how you go about your days, rather than chucking food at the bad wolf all the time. Because, you know, sometimes it's really easy to slip into feeding those habits and those traits and those tendencies that they're easier to feed sometimes. You know, not going to the gym, having the extra piece of pizza, 3 pieces of pizza, and just you know, he talked about being really mindful of not encouraging those behaviors in yourself. So again, that's a really good one. That's David Cabby's Love Your Work. And he publishes new episodes with some frequency, and he's always really insightful. He's great to listen to. What else have we done this week? This week I watched about 5 years. I watched Videodrome with James Woods. And as I was watching it, you know, I'm kind of a sucker for practical effects in movies. I do love the great big CGI fests, monsters punching each other over cowering cities type movies. But I'm a sucker for practical effects, and I am a sucker for a great narrative. And I tell you, watching Videodrome, felt so resonant, considering that it was made in 83, and what it was talking about with this overstimulated kind of consumption of media and pushing the boundaries and the extremes of what's socially acceptable. Debbie Harry's character at one point, you know, they were going to watch a video, and she just says, no, I can take it. And I thought that really struck me, that it's something that maybe we're all pushing a little bit too hard for the extremes in our content to stimulate a response. But yeah, Videodrome, not safe for work, not safe for kids, but definitely a entertaining movie, if that is your cup of tea. Lots of cracking practical special effects in that movie as well. So yeah, that was a great one. As is always the case with this little podcast, I like to try and have a little bit of a theme, a little bit of a topic that I kind of riff on for a few minutes each episode. And this week, I did an interview for somebody about freelancing, and the question always comes up, it's, you know, what led you into being a freelancer? And that started spiraling some thoughts, and the more I have that conversation with people, I think the more solid my resolve is for starting my own business. But it got me thinking about that whole stepping away from work, quitting jobs. And then as I was perusing LinkedIn, you know, I try and keep reasonably active on the different channels, somebody had posted that they had recently quit their job after being there for only 4 months because the fit wasn't right. And they were feeling that it was not doing them any good to stay there, and they knew after a really brief time that it wasn't right for them. They slogged it out for 4 months and they quit. If anybody knows me, knows my kind of career history, I've been in similar boats, and I'm sure that you have as well. You've been in a place where you just know the fit isn't right. One thing that really struck me was that further down into the comments, and I know, never dive into the comments section of a post, especially when you're just kind of, you know, you're not sure what you're going to find down there. But I dove into the comments a little bit to see what the conversation was like, and somebody had posted a strong critical opinion of the. Original post, and they basically said, you know, you've had so many jobs in so many years, and the time frame they specified, it didn't strike me as particularly large number of jobs for the amount of time, but there we go. But the poster said, you know, are you sure it's the employers and it's not just you? And the way this kind of question was framed was quite attacking, but it got me thinking as well. You know, what's that perception to people? That if you just say, oh, this isn't a good fit for me, is it the work or is it you? So I got thinking about this, and I kind of looked back as to why I had left jobs in the past. And the only two reasons I could really think of that fit a pattern were to make progress, or a perception of progress, or because it wasn't a good fit and it was promoting unhealthy activity in my life. How that appears on a CV or how that looks to people, honestly, it does not matter to me. Other people's perception of that journey, that doesn't matter to me. And anyone listening to this, I would say that it shouldn't matter to you either, because your journey is your journey and your experience is your experience. It's not anyone else's. If something isn't a good fit for you, you can't stay. But I wondered, you know, if I was the me that I am today, who has more experience, and I've been working in the places that I had worked, some of these, you know, careers I've had and jobs I've had over the last decade have been fantastic. I've worked with some amazing people, but I left to try and make some progress and drive further down a road that I wanted to be on, because maybe the work wasn't stimulating enough or it wasn't going to get me to where I wanted to be. And I thought, well, if I was the me that I am today, would I have tried to craft that position that I was in then into something which maybe fits a mold more, or shape that thing? And honestly, I don't know. I probably wouldn't. I would think I would still have left. I would have probably left even quicker, to be honest. I think in the last 5 years, I can think of, I've had two positions where one was absolutely not a good fit within the first week, but I did stick it out for 4 months. And I still to this day don't know why there was a friction. And it was definitely in me as much as it was the establishment I was working for, but I'm still trying to work out where that friction came, and I should probably let it go now. And then there was another possibly slightly more recent one where there was friction and tension there, from both sides of the table. So the fit wasn't good, and the need for the work wasn't there. So it was right to step away. Thinking about leaving these experiences and leaving these jobs, I kind of got thinking, how has positive change come out of that? How has quitting informed the current state, informed my current state, informed my mental health, informed my physical health, informed my professional expertise? And I think that you have to go through certain challenges, certain roles, certain battlefields, for want of a better word, before you find the thing which is really right for you. Having been in the industry for a decade or more now, and been working for probably close to 15 years in professional capacities, you know, I have started at the beginning in places, and I've worked with people who are just coming into their careers as well. And the more I work with people who are just starting their career, I don't want to take the shine off what they want to do and what they're doing, but I'm trying to tell them that at some point you're going to have a job which sucks. You're going to work with people who are not the kind of people that you want to work with for a long time, and you're going to find it really hard, but you'll know for you when it is the time to leave that environment, because you can't stay if it's not right. And we all have to go through these things. I don't think I've ever met anyone who's gone, yeah, every single job that I've had has been absolutely perfect and I've loved every second of it, because I don't think that is, it's not a luxury that I think we're afforded at any point regarding having so many jobs in so many years. I think in certain industries that is the nature of the beast. Working as a senior designer, a lead designer, a team leader, you reach a certain point where you become stagnant if you stay somewhere for longer than is appropriate. If you're happy doing that, great, good for you. But for somebody who wants to progress and be driving forwards and driving their industry forwards, you'll reach a point where you know you need to move on. It might be a personal difference, it might be a professional difference, it might be an ethical difference, but it becomes fruitless to try and make that work. It's not good for your mental health, it's not good for your professional capacities, it's not good for the people you're working for, because they will start to resent you. If there's friction from you to them, there's going to be friction from them to you, and it breeds toxicity, and you can't stick around for that. It's not good. So if you need to get out, get out. If you're driven enough, if you've got even the slightest scent of passion for what you want to do and drive to move on to the next thing, to make something good happen, you will do it. It's a fear-inducing change when you step away from a job with potentially no prospect as to what you're going to do next, but you can do it. You can make it work. I'd be really happy to talk to anyone about this, about making the kind of change between jobs, understanding what's valuable to you, what's not. We can jump on Skype, we can jump on the phone, we can meet for a coffee. I'm always happy to kind of talk about this kind of subject, because it's really important. I think everyone's entitled to be doing the work that they want to do for the people that they want to do it for and the people that want them. Be healthier in your work. So at the end of that, I think there's quite a lot to chew on there. I hope I've not caused anyone to suddenly jump ship and chuck in the towel, but you know, if it's given you some food for thought and maybe spurred you on to make a positive change in what you're doing, that's great. Something coming up very soon, I am launching a Patreon account, community, I guess, just to help drive this podcast forward a little bit. I'm four episodes in, we are four episodes in. You know, if you've listened to the end of this one, thank you. And I'd really like to keep doing it. I'd like to go out, I'd like to go and meet some great people for some interviews, and I'd like to bring them in to share their experience with you as well. And you know, a small Patreon subscription would help me buy them a cup of coffee while we have a chat. So there'll be details of that in the next couple of episodes. Show notes are on the website, tomjepsoncreative.work. You can find me on Instagram, tomjepsoncreative. I'm on the Twitter, at the Pixel Grid, or you can email me. Have a great week. I hope by the next time I record this, it has stopped raining. And I hope wherever you are, the sun's starting to shine.